Our text for this first name of Christ that we're dealing with today, the relationship to the deity of Christ, Mediator. We're called, we believers are called to Jesus, the Mediator of the New Covenant. And to the blood of sprinkling that speaketh better things than that of Abel. I will not do anything towards giving the context. There are not many verses that are translated. There's not many usages translated mediator in the Scripture, but the concept is seen in many ways and many aspects of the doctrine of salvation. And the concept is of grand importance to the doctrine of salvation. Man has ignored and outraged God's whole judicial system. The fallen creatures care not for God's ways, for His person, for His justice. They care not for Him. Mankind flagrantly defies God's authority. He is enmity in his mind to God, as it says in Romans 8:9. Doesn't say he is at enmity or he has enmity. His mind, his thought process is enmity against God in his natural state. He's not afraid to mock at God, to mock at His Word, to mock at His law. He makes jokes about God's wrath. He makes jokes about hell, the final lodging place of all the finally impenitent. He denies that God is the Creator, and mocks him concerning that. His God, in fact, appears to be millions of years. They give it the name of evolution, but every time they open their stupid mouths, they say millions of years. Everything's millions of years. The made-up cartoon idiocy of God-haters. He denies the being of God's only mediator. That is, unbelieving men and many who claim to be Christians deny the deity of the Lord Jesus Christ. Now, these are all just charges that I'm making. I have not stooped to go through a big list of moral charges against them. These are all concerned with the glorious person of God. His nature, His holiness, His justice. Man is a great and grievous offender against God. The offenses that I have named here, and they are just a few, are large offenses. They make man hateful to God. And they have put themselves outside of any way of having a friendship with God. Man is the offender, and God is the aggrieved party. Man is guilty, and God is the judge, the one whom they have offended so thoroughly and completely. He is the judge. Every one of us in this room, children too, need to understand that. When you talk about man and God, you always need to remember that God is man's judge. He's not just his creator. He is his judge. The modern church is busy teaching all kinds of men, especially sodomites, how much God loves them. You will find no declaration in Scripture or any hint in Scripture that God loves sodomites or that God loves those who hate Him while they're actively engaged in their hatred. But God is the judge, and that man is going to stand before God and be judged. And that is a serious and a sober and a fearful thing, even for Christians. It is a very sober thing. God is the judge and the executioner of His justice. Now this word mediator is concerned with how these enemies can be made friends. Unbelieving man doesn't want God for a friend. They want God to go away. They want to be left alone. They want to be able to do what they want to do and God to stay out of it. But the fact is, they are God's creatures. He made them. And He made them with their personalities, with their minds and their thought processes, with their abilities. They owe not only their life, but everything that they are to God. And they are accountable to Him for it. He didn't make them and just scatter them around on the earth like lice and fleas to go around do whatever pestiferous thing they want to do. They were supposed to worship Him, man alone. I'm not going to say of all the animals, I deny that man is an animal. Man is man. Evolutionists have been so busy teaching people that they're animals, almost everybody calls man an animal. Man is not an animal. Man is God's glorious creation in apostasy, having ruined himself, but he didn't become an animal. And he didn't come from an animal. My Lord Jesus was never part monkey. And the evolutionists are all going to find out that they're really the monkeys and the baboons when this thing is over with. This term mediator, this name mediator, this office of mediator concerning the Lord Jesus Christ deals with how such bitter enemies, completely separated with unbridgeable chasms between them, can be made friends. That question is automatically posed to every man. We may talk in terms of salvation. But by what means do you young people who are not converted as yet propose to make God your friend? How do you propose to satisfy God's anger towards you for your unbelief and for the thousands of sins that you have committed and know you have committed in your minds if you're old enough to understand me at all? Because God will not accept one sin, not even one. Job pointed out this very problem in his arguments with his friends. In chapter 9, verses 1 and 2, then Job answered and said, I know it is so of a truth, but how should man be just with God? That is, how can I be righteous in God's judgment. What can I do? Now, Job is answering some specific charges, and I'm not going to take a lot of time here talking about Job. But he was being charged with great and horrible sins that he had not committed. And they were accusing him of talking as though he were absolutely sinless. And so he makes some general statements here that nobody is righteous in God's sight. He doesn't say it in the same words that Paul did, but it's the same thing that he is saying. If he will contend with him as if God is going to judge a man and contend with him whether he's a sinner or not, the man cannot answer him one of a thousand. God can ask him a thousand questions proving he's guilty, and he can't prove that God is wrong in even one case. And then at verse 32, "He is not a man as I am, that I should answer him, and we should come together in judgment. Neither is there any daysman betwixt us that might lay his hand upon us both." Daysman is the same that we think of as mediator, or call mediator. Someone who can come between disputing parties and so govern both of them that they can be made friends again. In 1 Timothy chapter 2 and verse 5, "A man cannot cease from sin, and God cannot give up His justice and holiness to be friends with man." Job pointed this out. This is what makes a mediator necessary. Sinful man cannot meet with God and discuss his failures, his errors, his sins, and justify himself before God. It isn't possible. The blessed good news is that there is a mediator between God and man. 1 Timothy chapter 2 and verse 5, "There is one God and one mediator between God and men, the man Christ Jesus." Again, we will not deal with the context. This is the single thought that I'm after. There is one mediator in all the history of the world, from the creation of man until the end of the world. There never will be any human being who can justify himself before God and make himself to be reconciled to God and on friendly terms with Him. So we all know that. Well, the whole world doesn't know it, just about, percentage-wise. And most of the religionists you ever talk to do not know it either. Because works religion completely overshadows those who understand God saves men only by grace. You will not talk to one person in a thousand if you go talk, if that's all you did was talk to people every day, all day long. You wouldn't talk to one in a thousand that actually understood what grace is, who had some concept of the doctrine of free justification through the imputed righteousness of the Lord Jesus Christ. You won't find them. Because it's preached in hardly any of the churches, because almost all churches are works-mongering churches. And even those who used to have some gospel doctrine have become so socialized, so socialistic, I will say, that they just about left all of it, and the congregations there are ignorant also. There is only one mediator between God and man. There's only one daysman. There's only one umpire who can bring a halt to the enmity between God and man. Jesus Christ. He is God. Because he is God, his life has the worth of deity. Mine and your life doesn't have any worth except what God has assigned to it, because he's made us his through his Son. But in ourselves, we're not worth anything. We're stubble for the burning, brands for the burning. He can meet with God because he is God. He is the eternal Son of God. But he is also man. And we need a man to represent us. He can be man's representative before God. He can be man's substitute with God. That is, he can stand in the place of every person who believes on him, saying, I have borne your judgment. I have satisfied your justice. You raised me up from the grave. You accepted my sacrifice, my offering, my peace offering. You accepted all that was involved in the offerings that were necessary for men to be your people. You have poured out your wrath upon me and satisfied your holiness, your justice, and your law and all its accusations. I am a substitute for them. And I have your righteousness because I am God. And you have imputed that righteousness to everyone that believes on me. And therefore, justice is satisfied. And God's holiness is satisfied. God is satisfied. And let me interrupt myself to say here, it's not really that way. Those kind of things aren't going on in heaven. You see, the Father is the one who hatched the plan of salvation. He got it together as far as how the Scripture reveals it. He was the head of it. He chose the people he was going to save. And he called upon the Son to come and be their Redeemer. God chose a people that he was going to create and that he was going to save, and he loved them eternally. He had chosen them eternally. He had given them to his Son eternally to redeem. And in the dispensation of the fullness of times, after there came to be time for the very purpose that we're talking about, the Son of God came and was joined to the man Jesus and became the incarnate God. God wrapped or veiled in human flesh. The God-man, because of Christ's merit, deific merit, he could pay the price for our sins. Because that he is deity, he could provide righteousness for his people. And because God is a just judge, when the Son had offered the sacrifice that was sufficient to pay for our sins, and when the Holy Spirit had regenerated man and brought him to faith in Christ, he was declared to be justified, righteous in God's sight. No queer-loving dog from hell, Pope, can justify a man. They never could, and they never can. I'll tell you a secret about this latest blabber of the Pope about loving queers. That's a political statement. Popes don't say anything publicly that isn't worked out, hatched out, strained through a thousand minds, and then he's told what to say. And that's all he says. And that tells me that the Roman Catholic Church believes that this nation is now degenerate enough that the Pope can come out publicly and put his stamp of approval on sodomy. So now we've got the Queen of England, the President of the United States, and the Pope of Hell all in agreement that sodomy is a wonderful thing. There's nothing wrong with it. Except they repent, they'll all be in hell together. And God won't blink an eye They're no more to him than any other God-hating man. In fact, he raised them up for whatever purpose he makes of them. But dear friends, you mark this down. The Sodomites are running downhill. And they're gaining momentum every day. Because all of the media, all of the worldly media in this country and the European nations is glorying in the Sodomites. And that bodes ill for the church. I've been telling you over and over, I want you to get it down in your mind so that you will be praying about the situation. They will have to censure the Scripture before long. The Sodomites are not going to stand for anyone to say anything against them when they get the power to do something about it. And it's easy to see that they're gaining the power. Jesus Christ is our mediator. Again, He is God. He can perfectly obey God's law and satisfy His justice, and He has. And since He is man, He can be man's prophet, priest, and king, and mediator with the Father. So He is the God-man. In Him, the holy God and redeemed man can meet. God is perfectly satisfied with man in Christ's man's representative. Man is perfectly satisfied with God and His holiness in the Lord Jesus Christ. You remember in Romans chapter 5, it talks about reconciliation, verses 10 and 11. Because that Christ has reconciled God to man, when a man believes, he is reconciled to God. And the enmity is gone that was between them. Christians do not fight against God. Christians do not lie about God, about His person, about what He says in His Scripture. They do not fight against His law. They do not fight against the deity of the Son of God. Those are not Christians. They're servants of hell. And they will be in hell except God intervene and stop their mad career and their ignorant mouths. In Jesus Christ is the divine wisdom and love seen in its true nature by men. It is God, the offended party, who gave His Son to be the mediator between God and man. God was not at a loss and wondering what to do to fix what had happened. There wasn't anything broke where God is concerned. Everything happened just like God appointed. And it always happens just like God appointed. The way of salvation is what all of this was about as far as man is concerned. However, only in Jesus Christ can any man justly see himself loved of God. This world has been taught to think that God's just in love with all of mankind, and all you've got to do is just give Him the least little hint that you might be willing to say a prayer or go to church two or three times a year or be baptized and join a church, and God will just be so happy, He'll usher you right into heaven. They have no more idea about a mediator, the necessity of a mediator, the necessity of God's justice being satisfied, His holiness being satisfied, than a dog out in the street. Again, to you who think that I'm overstating these things, you go out and talk to people. Don't just talk to them about going to church. Mormons go to church. All kind of cultists and hell-born idiots go to church. Talk to them about the doctrine of salvation. Talk to them about Christ the mediator. Talk to them about imputation. The glorious terms of the doctrine of salvation. You'll find out they don't know hardly anything about any of them, except they have some ideas about faith, and some few have some ideas about repentance. But with one voice, they all know that God loves everybody. And that is, perhaps, the most damnable heresy of all. Because it makes it so easy for sinful man to think, oh, well, God loves me. All I got to do is, you know, till I know I'm getting real bad sick, and then I'll turn around and ask God for forgiveness. That's how they think of salvation. They think their will determines what God does. They have no idea of the God who is the God of Scripture. And I'm not blaming the people. I'm just telling you that that's the truth. I do blame preachers who say that God has sent them to preach the gospel when they don't preach the gospel. I can't blame them for being somewhat ignorant at first, but they shouldn't stay in that same ignorance for 50 years. Only in Jesus Christ can man justly see himself loved of God. One of the problems that believers has, and many of them have it, and if you don't watch yourself, no matter how long you've been a believer, you can kind of you begin to fall into it. Now, if you're really a sorry person, like some of us know ourselves to be, it doesn't take as long for us when the Lord has converted us and we've seen the doctrine of the gospel. It doesn't take as long for us to quit trying to find any good in ourselves. But some people, it seems like, are incessantly trying to find something in themselves for which God will be satisfied and pleased to make their acquaintance in heaven. But there isn't anything there. There isn't anything there. The righteousness for which any man goes to heaven is Christ's righteousness. Christ is our Savior. Christ is our salvation. Christ's righteousness is the righteousness and the only righteousness that God will receive and accept. That's what you're supposed to believe about Christ. Besides believing in His person, you're supposed to believe that this is His work, that He provides the righteousness and He pays for the sin. That Christ is the only mediator means that no one but Jesus Christ can be any man's Savior. No man can pay for his own sin. No man or men. In whatever religious or non-religious capacity can reconcile any man to God. Whoever goes to heaven must go through Jesus Christ. All that the Father giveth me shall come to me, which excludes everyone that the Father didn't give him. And him that cometh unto me I will no wise cast out. I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. How exclusive is that? We've got a super religious cult going around now. They put these bumper stickers on their cars. They say, coexist! And then they've got all these symbols for a bunch of cultic religions and then the cross stuck on there. God doesn't coexist. God is God. There's no one like Him. There's no one that can be Him. There is no one His equal. Only God is God. He doesn't have to coexist with anybody. And there is nobody brought up to His level except that judicially we are given Christ's righteousness. We have Christ's own righteousness. We don't have His deity. But we have the righteousness of the man Jesus. which he earned for his people. If anyone goes to heaven, he'll go through the Lord Jesus Christ. But if you want to go to heaven, if you understand that you are an enemy of God, and God therefore is an enemy to you, the resolution of that enmity is not for you to make yourself good enough for God to accept you. It is to believe on the mediator that God sent. And that's the Lord Jesus Christ. Come to Him. Follow Him. Walk with Him. Since Christ the mediator promises to reconcile His followers to God, then follow Him. Worship Him. Commune with Him. Live in conversation with Him. Love Him. No one is so worthy of your love as Him. Honor Him with your obedience. Obey Him in your love. Speak well of Him. None can honestly do otherwise. Live unto Him. Die unto Him. Glory in Him. Offer Him your praises, world without end. Sing His praises and tell of Him everywhere to all kinds of men. There's one God and one mediator between God and men, the man Christ Jesus.